This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
Why get all your holiday decorations delivered through Instacart? Because maybe you only bought two wreaths, but you have 12 windows. Or maybe your toddler got very eager with the advent calendar. Or maybe the inflatable snowman didn't make it through the snowstorm. Or maybe the twinkle lights aren't twinkling. Whatever the reason, this season, Instacart's here for hosts and their whole holiday haul. Get decorations from the Home Depot, CVS, and more through Instacart and enjoy free delivery on your first three orders. Service fees and terms apply.
This podcast on 97.3 The Fan is presented by Hummel Casino. Fun above all else.
Still ticked off about Clayton Kershaw. And again, I may not have any reason to be. Had two surgeries. I think maybe both of them yesterday. Plans to rehab and come back next season with the Dodgers. Has no inclination of testing the free agent market. But again, he declined a $10 million option. So he's not on their 40-man roster. Yep. He is basically giving them free money, free roster flexibility, and telling the other 29 teams, don't bother, I'm a Dodger for life.
Correct.
It's like collusion. I mean, I don't know why the players' union would even allow this to happen. You don't ever take less money. You don't ever give up your free agent rights. But essentially, it's what Clayton Kershaw is doing. He is giving up his free agent rights. He is giving his team flexibility and more money and saying, you know, we'll get to me whenever I'm ready to go. And I just don't know. I don't know why that's, you know, Tony says Kershaw is washed. Maybe it's a good thing that now the Dodgers feel like they have to employ him next year because he's done all this.
Yeah, but they don't have to pay him 10.
They don't have to pay him 10.
Not anymore.
Which they would have had to. They would have had to use a roster spot on him in the 40-man roster because you don't have any 60-day injured list during the offseason. Everybody goes back on the 40-man. Padres had to make some of those moves yesterday. Woods, did you have the list of the minor leaguers that have become free agents, guys that were like Matt Batten is no longer on the 40-man roster and no longer a Padres minor leaguer, guys who hit free agency but aren't not the major league level of free agency?
Yeah, they re-upped a couple of guys as well. Catcher Brandon Valenzuela and Omar Cruz returning to the organization on minor league deals that include invitations to big league camp. They are the number 12 and number 22 prospects, respectively. And then a couple of guys that we are familiar with, they are outgoing minor league free agents. They've been on the Padres 40-man roster, include Matthew Batten, catcher Chandler Siegel, Drew Carlton, Nabil Crismat, Carl Edwards Jr., Reese Kinnear, Daniel Camarena, and Big Fudge, Austin Davis, out.
Okay.
Could potentially come back.
JH619 says of Kershaw, he's taking a discount. What's wrong with that? Don't you want Padres to do that? If Jurickson Profar feels like it's in his best interest to sign for less with the San Diego Padres,
yeah, would you be mad?
I'm okay with that. But he didn't turn down $10 million to sign for less. Clayton Kershaw could have said, I will just opt in
player option
for my $10 million.
Yep.
There's nothing the Dodgers could have done about it. He still would have been a Dodger for life, still would have been available to them, but he instead turned down free money to then just throw it up into the wind and go, but I will figure it out later.
Yeah,
presumably less.
The players' union, I think, would have a legitimate beef.
Absolutely.
Yeah, and this sums it up. Satan's Blowfish says he's doing more than just taking a discount. He's making sure they have less of a roster crunch over the break, so they're less likely to have to make any hard decisions that could mean cuts to the 40.
Which with the Dodgers, that they have a very full roster in terms of the players that they want to keep. It's definitely a crunch for them. This helps the Dodgers immensely Clayton Kershaw has done this.
As people are making the point, that's his right to do. It's his career. You know, he can do that. if he so chooses. Now, again, if somebody in the players union raised the stink about it, I think they would have a legitimate beef. You turn down $10 million player option, and you're going to come back whenever you come back mid-season. And listen, maybe...
You're also turning down official rehab with the team.
Correct.
If you're under contract, all of this rehab, hey, you got the trainers at your disposal. Technically, Clayton Kershaw cannot step foot into the Dodgers training rooms, cannot work with anything. Until he has a contract, that is off limits to him. Will that really be the case, or is he, you know, at Elysian Park right now with the Dodgers trainers and will be starting his rehab program?
I think he's in recovery because he just
he's in recovery,
surgery.
But, you know.
He's probably on perks right now, if we're being honest.
Yeah, or who's paying for his rehab trainers? Him personally, should be.
Yeah.
All of that.
And you really have a bone to pick with Clayton. Ben is going to do a full audit on where... On November 7th, it says here you were in Cedar Sinai. Do you have a copy of that bill? Did that bill go to your home address, or did that go to Dodger Stadium?
Andrew Friedman's not picking up that tab, right?
We really need to get you on the case here.
I think so.
It's
an investigation to be had.
Stone Cold says, mountain out of a molehill. He follows the rules. Ben likes the rules to be followed. He likes everybody to follow them.
I also know that, you know, if the Padres tried this, I think people would be going, oh, AJ Preller, here he goes again.
Here we go.
You know, start the investigation. I'm just pointing out the double standard here. That's all.
There you go. There is one.
All right. Paulie,
maybe he's just grandfathered into anything he wants to do.
Paulie, if you would.
And get things started here with our edition, today's edition of the Rindle Report.
Now tuned into the greatest.
Welcome to the Rindle Report with Paul Rindle.
Hi, Paul.
All right.
Two stories from the world of sports that we haven't gotten to yet.
We'll start off in Major League Baseball.
And one story that you didn't know you needed.
Are you laughing, biatch?
It's the Rindle Report.
Hey, Paul, how you doing?
Okay, how are you?
On 97.3 The Fan.
Are you ready to bless the mood? I need some help, please.
That was good.
Can I get a
All right.
Happy Friday, everybody.
Yes, sir.
We will start off a little basketball news expected, but the Lakers announced that they have assigned Bronny James to their G League affiliate, the South Bay Lakers. Now, he is going to actually be on the roster for tonight's game. The team is in Philadelphia, or actually, I don't know if it's a home game or not, but they're playing the 76ers tonight. He will be in uniform on the roster for the Lakers, and then after that, he will join up with the South Bay Lakers. And no surprise really whatsoever here now that the G League season is getting underway, and they said the plan is for him to actually be only playing in G League home games and kind of shuttle him back and forth between the Lakers and the South Bay Lakers. So he's going to be kind of a hybrid player, but he didn't want to sign like the two-way contract that they have in the NBA for G League players. Rich Paul, who of course represents LeBron as well, made sure to get him like the standard NBA contract, but the Lakers do want him to develop a little bit more on their G League team.
Well, and you can also take in some G League tonight, my friends, at Front Wave Arena. You can get your tickets at frontwavearena.com. Check out the San Diego Clippers. That's tonight, man. You can go down to the new Front Wave Arena, Bill Walton night, get you a fresh tie-dye t-shirt for the first 3,000 fans. It's going to be a scene.
And I can tell you that tickets won't cost what they are being sold for Bronny's South Bay Lakers debut on Saturday. Reportedly, secondary market, cheapest ticket, $200 for a G League game.
Wow.
That's just crazy. To go see Bronny. That's nuts. Lakers fans, you're being crazy. Yeah. It's a G League game. It's fun. It's not $200 worth of fun just to go see Bronny play in the G League.
I'll be honest. I looked at the San Diego Clippers schedule. I was like, I could be convinced to go see the South Bay Lakers, maybe. Probably not on a Wednesday night at 7 o'clock, which is when they're playing.
November 20th, Wednesday, South Bay Lakers at the San Diego Clippers. But as you just said,
Shams wrote on ESPN, the organization's current plan, which can always change, is for James to play only G League home games as he shuttles between the Lakers and South Bay. So you may not even see him when he comes here.
And this is because LeBron still wants him around. Doesn't want just to say, hey, we'll see after the season, now that you're on the G League. He wants to be able to practice and spend time with Bronny.
I'm going to start bringing Bo and Taylor to work. a few days a week. Just a few days a week. Monday, Wednesday, Friday. And then I'll take them to school on Tuesday, Thursday.
Spend more time with them?
Of course.
They've already done work. They've been on the air. Yeah. They've done it. Just they've like Bronny it. Has done it That's with right. LeBron. They have done it with you.
I would argue my kids had a better debut on air than Bronny
That's
did
probably
in the NBA.
True, actually. All
right? I would argue
probably
that
true.
And be right. Somebody said in the chat that you give off hall monitor vibes. Were you ever a hall monitor?
Ooh, good
I don't
question.
Think we had them at our school, but...
You would have been?
Were you ever an RA?
Yes. Chemistry class.
Wait.
Well, no, in high school.
What's we didn't
That's
have
a TA.
Them.
That's a TA.
TA. Oh,
Teacher's
TA.
Assistant.
Oh, like you mean at the at like the in dorms. The dorm. No, I wasn't the RA at the dorm.
Okay. Did you get along with the RA?
I was someone that the RA was not worried about. But I was not the RA.
Like, you'd have the cool RA that's like, hey, I'm just here to tell you, no drinking, right. no parties, but I usually am not here on Fridays between 8 and 11,
sure.
wink, wink.
You were.
I was
so
a TA, though, for chemistry class.
I bet you were
like
a great TA.
Chemistry is kind of a cool
like
class
TNA.
To TA. Yeah. You're kind of in the, like, restocking the supplies
Say
and
that
stuff.
Again.
Chemistry is kind of a cool class to TA.
Say it again, one more time.
Chemistry is kind of a cool class to TA. Mrs. Johnson.
She pick you? Hand pick?
Oh, yeah.
Oh, yeah.
It was almost like a free period, you know?
Yeah.
You do a little bit and then have the rest of the time off. It was nice.
Yeah, so you weren't an RA, but you were probably friends with the RA.
Yes.
Yeah. Which makes sense.
All right, we'll move on. We do not talk a lot of collegiate soccer on this show.
That's true.
But we do like...
We just did in our last hour.
Kind of. Actually kind of did. It's a big day for collegiate soccer here on Ben and Woods. But we do talk about and play ridiculous, crazy, awesome, fun play-by-play calls. So
yes.
It's a little bit visual, but the audio will speak for itself. I'll set the scene. This was two nights ago. Stanford men's soccer was taking on Woodsy's Fighting Irish, Notre Dame.
Great game.
Now, it's a little bit different in the collegiate game. They have the clock that just runs down, similar to basketball or anything
right.
else.
You have to score
no
before it hits
time.
Zero. It's not the referee doesn't blow the whistle. There's an actual clock. And when it hits zero, the game is over.
Right.
No
so
stoppage time.
You know, like, all right, you know, 5, 4, 3, I better get one
pop
off.
Pop one in. Yeah.
So there is like 7 or 8 seconds left, and Stanford has the ball, and one of their defenders has the ball. He is...
On his own side
well
of the field.
Behind right. the midfield line. So he is a last-ditch effort.
Hail Mary, essentially.
A Hail Mary from behind the 50, you know, the midfield line. This ball goes all the way across the field, over the goalkeeper's head, and into the corner of the net
Made
for
it.
A game-winning, a walk-off goal.
Like 1 second left on the clock.
And I don't know, I know a lot of schools will have, like students, like student radio kids can call
sure.
games. I don't know if this was on... Stanford's in the ACC now, right? So I don't know if this was ACC Network.
Yeah, I mean, I think it's like officially ESPN of some, but I don't know who they hired to be the announcer.
There's no
for the
branding
game.
On the video,
but
that went around.
The score graphic is an ESPN style graphic.
But just listen to this final call. Of
Ferguson
the walk-off
draws
goal.
Level. Here's a Hail Mary of a shot.
Oh my God!
That. Oh!
I think the broadcaster died.
Oh my God, how did that go in?
You gotta be kidding me!
It was an unbelievable goal.
It was incredible.
I don't need that, just that part isolated.
That was, I heard that, I go, okay, yeah, we can absolutely work with that.
Oh my God.
That.
Oh! That part. Like the last.
Matty V says,
seconds.
I love how his batteries die.
He was very moved by that goal.
That sounds familiar.
Oh!
Yeah. Just kind of fell off there at the end.
Yeah, he did. He's tired.
Yeah. I mean, it gives you more respect for the
God.
The goal guy and, you know, the Spanish language goal guy, because he's got staying power. He doesn't.
Yeah, he can last.
He doesn't wilt at the end. He stays strong all the way through the final bit of his goal call.
You're going to keep getting those ads that you've been getting if you keep talking this way.
Right there, just stop.
Yeah.
Come on, man.
I gotta find out who it is. I'm gonna get a look at him. I can picture him in my mind's eye, but I need to get a look at him. Holy cow, that was good. At least it's the same sound Manfred makes when Shohei gets a hit, or Joe Davis. Cole said, my girlfriend just asked what the hell I'm watching.
I gotta find out.
That was spectacular.
I don't know who this kid was.
Ooh, I need a cigarette after that for sure. Was it good for you?
Kevin Dana.
Kevin Dana. Huge fan.
D-A-N-N-A.
Huge fan of your work.
Great stuff there. All right, then finally, as I was perusing the interwebs for a story for my last part of the Rondo Report.
Yeah, here, the fun story.
The fun story. It's not really a news story. It's not really news you can use, but it was a debate that split Reddit. So, somebody put out a poll on Reddit and asked a good old would you rather question.
I never heard this one before.
I love
you've heard
would
all
you
the
rather.
Would you rather.
I thought we've pretty much done them all. We've heard them all.
You this haven't one heard this one. The question was, would you rather find under your bed a dead person or a living person? And I mentioned it to you guys before the show, and we didn't really get into it. You both had some thoughts, and you said, just save it. I will tell you that the poll was like split evenly. 51% people saying that they would rather find somebody dead under their bed. 49% said they would rather find somebody who was alive.
So clearly, that would be neither worse. Is not an option here.
Because
that would win in a landslide. Dead person or living person under your bed?
Whoever put up the poll said, like, assume it's not like your brother playing a prank on you or something. It's you don't know this person if they were alive.
Right.
Yeah, because if somebody, I don't want anybody in my home to be found under my bed dead. Okay? Anybody that's currently there. I gotta go dead.
Somebody stranger said, in your home.
Stranger dead under my bed is better than a stranger alive under my bed.
This person said they'd rather the person be alive so that they could choose what to do, kill them if they needed to.
I mean, you hope.
Yeah, you hope. This person said I would prefer it to be a dead person. It may be more gross than scary. Then you got to consider that there wasn't a person that put the dead person there.
It's really not that. I mean, if somebody
they
died.
They could have crawled under there and then died.
And then died.
What, for warmth or something? Yeah. Out of the cold?
I think, well, yes, a living person would be more terrifying, actually.
So terrifying.
Ultimately.
You lay down on your bed, you hear.
Ultimately, I think I'd rather have it be the living person.
Not me.
You like drop your phone, it bounces under your bed.
Yeah.
Like, oh, let me go down and grab that. And there's somebody just hanging out down there.
Somebody lightly fingers your hand as you put your hand down there.
Heart attack moment.
Forget it.
But more than likely, that the person is probably in there like, was looking for a place to stay, didn't realize, thought no one was home. Then heard you coming and like
got
hit under the bed. Like
scare me to death.
It would be scary, but a dead person.
What do you think
you're
going to reason with them?
But
get out from under there.
Yeah,
hit
I mean,
the road.
I'm running out of the house. I'm calling the cops.
You're doing the same thing if they're dead.
Yes, but that is.
How do you explain that gnarly.
How do you really explain the fact there's a dead person under your bed?
There's a dead person under my bed.
Who is it?
Do you know? I have
no idea who it is. How they got there.
I didn't do it.
I mean, at least there's someone they can ask for the explanation if they find the live person.
Let me put it this way. If I go home after the show here and I walk into my bedroom and there's a dead person under there, I go, oh, my God. I walk outside. I call the cops. I'm eating my Chick-fil-A by 11:30, and I don't think about it really for the rest. They come, they take it, I answer the questions. I'm sitting down eating my Friday Chick-fil-A by 11:30, and I don't think about it for the rest. I'm like, that was weird. If I walk in today, and I walk in and I hear, hey, and there's some guy under there, I could get knifed, I could be raped, I could be shot, I could be killed.
Did you catch a game last night?
Now, if it's him, me and him are eating Chick-fil-A together.
Could be carved.
Could be carved. Forget it.
Ooh, I would never, guy bro, horror movie.
I would be so sick. I'd be so terrified the rest of my life, everywhere I went.
Here's the other part. I know we have to take a break. If there was a dead person under your bed, how long would it take for you to find them?
It would take me a while.
I mean, a few days, you start smelling and you're... I mean, where are you thinking like it's coming from? It's
what the
something,
hell is that?
Something die in the walls. Where am I looking? Because you're not really thinking. How often do you look under your bed?
Not very often.
I look under my
remote under there.
Under there, so. But I don't know how it would take to find the dead person. At least the living person, like, you'd probably get, you take care of it immediately. They're
you
alive.
Don't, though. They can take care of you. Next thing you know, you're in a box in their pawn shop with a gimp mask on, and you're like, well, how did this happen? Forget it, dude. Dead. Easy. I wouldn't even lose a wink of sleep.
Hmm.
I'll be like, oh, well, all I know is I didn't do it. I'm sitting, I'm having my lunch by 11:30, and I don't think about it again. Like, that was weird. I don't know how that happened. But some creep under there, and like I said, next thing you know, you're in a box.
You hear me talking, hillbilly boy.
And that's you for the rest of your life. Forget it. Forget it. I do not like to be scared by people that are hiding from me.
All right, we're going to take a quick timeout. I've got my super sexy Saturday college football lineup for you, if you'd like. And I would like to say hello to the man who just walked into the building.
Hello!
One
there he is.
Italian Paul, Frank Marchese, who has had a month, and I am impressed. So hopefully we'll get to that as well. Coming up with Ben and Woods after traffic on 97.3 The Fan.
Why get all your holiday decorations delivered through Instacart? Because maybe you only bought two wreaths, but you have 12 windows. Or maybe your toddler got very eager with the advent calendar. Or maybe the inflatable snowman didn't make it through the snowstorm. Or maybe the twinkle lights aren't twinkling. Whatever the reason, this season, Instacart's here for hosts and their whole holiday haul. Get decorations from the Home Depot, CVS, and more through Instacart and enjoy free delivery on your first three orders. Service fees and terms apply.
I'm Jed Lipinski. In Gone South Season 4, we'll be bringing you new stories every week with no end in sight. Listen to and follow Gone South, an Odyssey original podcast, on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
You excited for this one, Benny?
Didn't have this
Papa
on my
Roach.
Bingo card.
I did not either. It was just a new surprise. Just
what's the news from the Padres?
Just went into my Twitter feed.
Papa Roach and Rise Against are coming to Gallagher Square.
Okay.
Padres are announcing that on behalf of Live Nation. Let's see. The pre-sale begins next Tuesday. Concert is Wednesday, March 26th, right before opening day.
Ooh.
Gallagher Square.
Papa Roach is an American rock band from Vacaville, California.
Do you know that song?
I have heard the song, yes.
Let's hear your best Papa Roach.
Can I get some Ben Reed's Papa Roach?
No, I want him to like sing give me it. His best.
It is kind of more of a spoken word song
play,
at the beginning.
Play the beginning again.
I've heard it. Yeah, I've heard it.
One sec.
Cut my life into pieces. This is my last resort. Suffocation.
Let's hear it.
Cut my life into pieces. What? This is my last resort. Suffocation, no breathing. Don't give up if I cut my arm bleeding. This is my last resort.
Right.
Is that not how he does it?
Mm-mm.
Wow.
What did I do wrong?
You were like singing it, kind of. You have to go like, cut my life in two pieces. You have to like, it has to be more like
a scream.
Boom, like, think about punch, punch. Cut my life in two
pieces.
So
more staccato.
More staccato.
Staccato.
There you go.
Cut my life in two pieces.
Do you not know how to
this
do
this? This is my last resort. Suffocation, no breathing. Don't give up. Cut my
attack?
Arm bleeding.
Why are
this
you shaking?
Is my last resort.
He's doing this with his head.
Why is it? You are unbelievable.
Holy. I'm not pretending to be a rock star from Vacaville here.
Right. I would like to see you do that at karaoke.
Piece by piece here.
Yeah. Cut my life into pieces.
Cut my life into pieces.
Better.
This is my last resort.
This is my last resort.
Suffocation.
Suffocation.
Better. No breathing.
No breathing.
And then you're going to have to do the rest. I can't play the next part.
Don't give up. If I cut my arm bleeding, this is my last resort.
Nailed it. I would like to see you do that at karaoke sometime more than anything. Yeah. Hey, will you open?
I'd like to see you do anything at karaoke.
Like deep lyrics, verse 2.
Yeah.
I never realized I was spread too thin till it was too late and I was empty within.
Wow.
Hungry, feeding on chaos and living in sin. Downward spiral, where do I begin?
This could be your life
story. It all started when I lost my mother.
Oh, your mother's still
no
alive.
Love for myself, no love for another. Searching to find a love upon a higher level. Questions and devils.
Ben
That's
Roach.
That's good.
Ben Roach.
That is good
it
stuff.
It is good. I always love that song. Ben Roach. Papa Ben. I'm so happy. Cousin Nader says we can stop now. I actually can do this for the next 20 minutes.
I'm mad we
I think
do
we
this
just
earlier.
Bang your college football.
Well, shall I do it in Papa Roach voice?
Please, no. After that, I can't
9 a.m. ABC.
Number 4, Miami at Georgia Tech. 12:30, it's Georgia. They're at Ole Miss on ABC.
Holy.
4:30, Alabama visiting LSU. 7:15.
Into pieces. This is my last resort.
Undefeated BYU.
Throw up. I can't believe this is happening.
I haven't laughed this hard in a long time.
I am pouring sweat. I kind of want to make him do it like it's every week. All right, it's time for your Papa Roach college football schedule. My heart, oh, my stomach hurts, dude. So every week he has to come in and do Papa Roach college football. All right, here we go again.
The Aztecs.
Dude, just forget it. Oh, it hurt.
The college football report.
It's great, dude. Thanks for always being a good sport.
Oh, wow. And we do have New Mexico and SDSU tonight.
Tonight.
From the frozen tundra of Snapdragon Stadium or
oh,
whatever.
God, is it home?
Yeah, it's at home tonight.
Oh, boy.
So we'll
All
see
right.
what the turf looks like. 7:30, so we know Woods isn't going to make it to the end of the game.
I got my Taylor.
But frankly, Ben's probably not either on a Friday night.
Taylor's
so.
Birthday party tonight at
oh, that's right. Corvette Diner.
Yeah, so looking forward to that.
All right, we've got one more segment left. And
oh, God.
Well, we'll probably get
How's
to things Ben.
It's not going to top that one. I'll tell you that right now.
If you've been following, you may not have missed it. I don't know if you follow Italian Paul, Frank Marchese on social media, but over the last few weeks, he has been going through the process, and then recently had. Well, he'll talk about it, but you know he's on his own weight loss journey. I talk about mine. Frank's is very impressive what he's been doing, and I want to get the entire story. From Italian Paul is going to join us in our next segment when we come back on San Diego's number one sports station, 97.3 The Fan.
God, that was good. Be thinking about that all day. College football sung to the tune of Papa Roach's Last Resort.
Unbelievable.
By Ben Higgins, by the way.
If anyone missed it, yeah. Number 4, Miami at Georgia at 9 a.m. Number 3, Georgia at number 16. Wait. Number 4, Miami at Georgia Tech at 9 a.m.
I was like, what, doubleheader for Georgia? That's a,
number
that's
three,
a new one.
Number 3, Georgia at number 16, Ole Miss at 12:30. Number 11, Alabama at number 15, LSU, 4:30. Pretty much an elimination game for the playoffs there. And then number 9, BYU, rivalry game, undefeated at Utah at 7:15 on ESPN. We got a holiday weekend coming up, and we're going to wrap up our week going into a holiday weekend, 3-day weekend, yep, with what I think is an inspirational story involving our own colleague, Italian Paul, Frank Marchese, and we'll get to that right after a check of traffic on 97.3 The Fan. Yeah, we call him Italian Paul because he fills in for our Paul sometimes, and he is very much of Italian heritage. He is here today. I believe you're filling in for Braden Soprenet on the Annie and Elston program.
Yes,
but over the last, you've gone through some transformations. Frank Marchese is with us over just the last, month and a half?
Yeah, of course we're talking about the Mets losing in the playoffs to the Dodgers, as the Padres did as well. How did you take that?
I took it surprisingly well, honestly.
You gave me the bit that people that are coping tend to do. I texted you after the loss or after a loss in the series, and you said, well, playing with house money anyway. Yeah. Yeah, the old house money bit. I know it well. I know the house money bit well. But I think you could, I think as a Met fan, you could actually say that and mean it, you know, because it really was bleak for the Mets.
11 games under 500 in June. You're dead and buried.
Dead and buried.
Find yourself in the National League Championship Series. That's a turnaround and a half.
Is Juan Soto on your radar as a Met fan?
Certainly on Cohen's radar.
Do you want Juan Soto there? You saw get to see him play.
Yeah. Who wouldn't want him?
But we would. We traded him. Yeah. The Padres. San Diego Padres wouldn't want him. We traded him away.
Yes, you did the right thing with that, though. That was the right thing to
do.
It
was.
That's true.
So, Frank, first of all, you look fantastic, which is great. But tell us kind of, a lot of Americans, including myself, have battled issues involving our weight.
Not me.
It's a very common.
Can't relate. Not even a little bit.
It's a very common thing. But recently you decided to do something about it, and something pretty dramatic about it. So tell us just a little bit about your journey here that you've gone through over the last month.
So I woke up one morning and decided, you know, I'm going to start taking control over my life. I went to see Dr. Sunil Boyrul at Old Del Mar Surgical, and he suggested a stomach sleeve surgery, which is basically where they poke 5 holes in you and take out 80% of your stomach.
Wow.
So I had, starting on the 9th of last month, I had to start a liquid diet, which was not fun for the first 2 days.
I was following along with your tweets, and I could feel it through.
It was awful.
The Twitter.
Oh, it was awful. The first 4 days or so were horrific.
So all liquid, like just broths and things?
Well,
or
no,
what?
I could have, like, as I said the other night, Gatorade Zero, sponsor me, please, because you've kept me alive.
If he gets Gatorade sponsored before we do, I'm going to lose my mind, but go ahead.
You have kept me alive over the last month. Like sugar-free ice pops, I can have Jell-O, like soups that are just like,
just like, not chili.
Yeah, no.
I just said liquids. What do you have? Chili.
Chili.
Clam chowder.
no chowders.
Yeah, no. The 24th, I had the surgery. It only took about a half hour.
That's amazing.
It's crazy.
It's only took a half an hour to take out 80% of your stomach.
Yeah. The scariest part of the whole thing, at least for me, was getting wheeled back to the operating room because it's not talk anymore. There's no more jokes.
It's go time.
We're doing this. We're doing it now.
Yeah, it's go time. This is, hey, skydiving would be really fun. And then you're in the plane and you're like, well, this sucks. I don't want to do this.
Yeah, so I ended up staying in the hospital 2 extra days because me coming out of anesthesia was not, we're not gelling.
Yeah.
So came home Saturday the 27th. Around noon or so, and then after that, I've been on the liquid diet again. Just yesterday, I was finally able to start puree food again.
Mm-hmm.
So I had the best scrambled egg I've ever had in my life last night.
Pureed?
No, it was just a scramble. No, I could have a
scrambled egg. Soft enough. Yeah, scrambled egg. Yeah. But what does it feel like?
Honestly, I don't feel
any different.
Too much different.
Yeah.
Of course.
The idea is that, you know, when you eat, you're going to get full and satisfied a lot faster.
Yes.
The smaller stomach's going to send that signal, mm-hmm. like, okay, I've just had of half or a quarter of what I usually would have, and I am full. I'm done. Yeah. I'm not going to have any more.
Yeah, like if you would have told me a month ago, here is one scrambled egg, and that's it, I would have strangled you.
Yeah.
But
where's my toast? Where's my potatoes? Where's my corned beef hash? Yeah.
That's a big problem. When I went to the doctor, they said I can't have like rice, bread, or pasta until Christmas. I'm like, no, I'm Italian. That's
pasta.
That's a problem. That's
you're
a big
literally
issue.
Taking away three meals a day for me right now. All right. Breakfast, lunch, and dinner, and snack.
But yeah, it's been incredible. And as of this morning, I'm down 50 pounds.
Hell yeah.
Wow.
And how, like, what's the goal?
My personal goal is to get down to 245. So I started this at 394, and I'm down to 344 right now.
So you still got how
third
much?
Of the way.
Third of the way.
Yep.
That's awesome, dude. Congratulations.
By this time next year, though, you very well could be there.
I very well could. And you know what the funniest part is? Hearing your SD fat loss commercials, I've lost 40 pounds in 60 days. I'm like, ha, beat you.
Yeah.
Nice.
10 more pounds in 30 less days. What's up?
Different journeys for everybody. But the most important thing is making the journey. And as you said, taking control.
Yes.
And, you know, changing your life, making this decision that you wanted something different and something better for yourself.
It's awesome, man.
Which is awesome.
That's really good. You know how good? You know how good that pasta is going to taste at Christmas? Oh, I mean, do you have any idea?
I'm only going to be able to have like a forkful, but God, it's going to be great.
The best forkful you've ever imagined.
All right, so it begs the question. Last year at the Christmas and Holiday Extravaganza, Italian Paul came in and worked the board for us and did a phenomenal job. I would hope that you're back this year.
I would hope so, too.
Okay.
I would have to assume.
I would like that. Adam, if you're listening, to make that happen. Number two, though, he made us a cheesecake, and he made us the most delicious, what was it? It was Italian custard. I think about it at least once a week, about Italian Paul's Italian custard that he made us. Set off the table now.
I can't eat it, but I can make it for you guys if you want.
Well, that's kind of mean of me.
It's tough. It's either hard, like you're sabotaging it, or, you know, Frank may think, hey, you know what? I can still derive a lot of satisfaction about making other people happy.
Yeah.
No, I wouldn't mind making it again if you guys wanted it.
I just don't. I don't want, like, you don't take an alcoholic. You're like, hey, I'm going to lock you in a liquor store.
No.
All right, see you later. You know, have fun.
I can't eat it.
Hey, you're bartending our party next
week. Yeah, hey, can you bartend? I know you're 3 days clean and sober. You want to pour some drinks for us? Like, I mean, it's like, I feel like a jerk. What I would hate to see, I'd hate to come in here on a break and see Italian Paul sucking out custard out of the, you know.
If you guys were doing a Christmas show in, like, February, I would be able to eat it.
You would be able to eat it, okay.
I can't.
We're not going to push
Christmas.
Do
at the time.
All right. I'm really
happy for you. As someone who's done my own weight loss journey, and certainly I've obsessed about food my entire life, I just know how hard it is to think that you're giving something up. But I can also tell you that now I'm kind of on the other end, how much better I feel and how it is worth it. Whatever the pain that you've gone through, and I know it is pain to go through it. That the goal on the other end is worth it when you feel like, man, I can get out and do things and I can feel good about myself. It is truly worth the pain and suffering you're going through.
Yeah, like this shirt I'm wearing, I haven't worn in years.
Let's go.
So, that's awesome. Nice.
And another one thing my uncle tells me that I keep thinking of, nothing tastes as good as being skinny feels.
Ooh,
so that,
I like that too.
I like
that a lot.
And it's ringing true.
You know, Frank, Ben wouldn't do it when he lost his weight. He wouldn't go out and buy new clothes.
Yes.
We got really mad at him.
He still won't.
We said, bro, that's the treat. That's the reward for your hard work. So,
Frank's gonna have no choice.
When you get to that point,
oh no, I will.
Go spoil yourself. Yeah. Go to the mall. Go crazy.
No, I definitely will. I'm not at that point yet.
I know.
My store recently has been my closet, the back end of my closet.
That's stuff. And I had the same thing too. I had a bunch of stuff that just didn't fit me anymore that I started fitting into.
You know what I learned about Ben Higgins last week? We made him wear for Halloween jeans, and he walked into the production studio, and I go, bro, why don't you pull your shoes up? Because he had like high waters on. And he goes, no, these are actually the right length. They don't fit over my calves. Regular jeans. So he had to lean down, and I go, oh my God, they are regular length. He goes,
everything's skinny jeans.
Every pair of jeans he wears is a pair of skinny jeans.
Tapered, skinny. Yeah,
it doesn't matter.
You look like the Kings of Leon in the year 2000.
I need 60s bell bottoms, essentially.
It's the only thing that will fit him. Now, are your thighs are just normal?
Fairly normal. Yeah. It's just the calves. They just ride right up. They're doing it here with my sweatpants. I just keep moving up, and I got it.
Yeah, but it's truly. I was like, bro, you can't be wearing high waters around here, man. He's like, they're not. And he had to yank them down. His giant bulbous calf.
10 times a day. Just have to push the
bell bottoms would be
down.
A good player for you. Maybe I'll get you.
They
some
never
for
came
Christmas.
Back. Everything.
Back.
Everything
you can
comes
wear
back.
Yeah, you can wear
bell,
them.
Bell,
yeah,
bell bottoms are back.
Absolutely. Absolutely.
I was never really alive for when they were a fad.
The Black Crows still wear bell bottoms. So, if I bought you a pair, would you wear them?
Bell bottoms.
I would like to see it.
Seems.
If you wear them on the news, I'll give you $500.
If I show up on set,
I'll give you $500 to wear them on the news or at a live shot somewhere.
Do I have to change my name to Moon Unit Higgins as well?
I would love it. I would love it, dude.
Well, Frank, congratulations.
We're so proud of you, dude.
Man.
Thank you.
Have a good show today with Annie and Elston, and have a good weekend as well.
Thank you very much, you guys, too.
Appreciate you.
Very impressed. Very impressed. Glad we were able to share Frank's story. And so impressed that he's willing to share his story as well.
That's what I was going to say, man. It takes a tremendous amount of heart and guts to share that stuff on the air. It's not easy, and to share it online as well. And
Real quick, one more time before you go. We had a listener just DM me. He says, where did Italian Paul have his surgery, and what was the doctor's name?
Delmar, what was it?
Dr. Sunil Boyrule at Old Delmar Surgical. It's
Old
up in La Jolla by...
Come on down to Old Delmar Surgical, where the turf meets the surf.
I'd rather have New Delmar Surgical myself, but that's fine. That, I think they mean Old Delmar in terms
O-L-D.
Of like the old area.
Oldie it's, Delmar.
It's
the
up
ye
by,
oldie surgery shoppy.
It's right next to the ye old candy shop.
Shoppy.
It's ye up old by, surgical, sir.
It's up by UCSD, like so on the 5. It's Genesee Avenue.
No leeches involved.
No, there was.
This is pure cocaine. Take some of this.
No,
excuse me.
Very modern place. That.
All right.
Very modern place.
Very modern yield.
Down here at Old Delmar. Come on down, where the turf meets the surf.
Scripps Medical is
loving
this.
No more
this
surf
right now.
Or turf for you, Frankie.
Holy crap. That was gold.
Oh.
Pure gold.
I gotta say, man, behind the scenes, we'll pull the curtains back.
We had nothing
planned for our 9 o'clock hour today. And I think it might have been one of our best 9 o'clock hours we've ever had.
We didn't have much planned for 6, 7, or 8. To be honest, today, going into the holiday weekend like most people do on a Friday, you're just trying to get to the end of the day. But it was a fun show.
All right. Monday is Veterans Day.
Yes.
Shout out to all the veterans, certainly. Do you say Happy Veterans Day? You do?
Yeah. It's not Memorial Day.
Okay.
Happy Veterans Day.
Happy
Veterans Day.
Okay. Remember, Paulie, it's still not a cause for celebration like Memorial Day is for you.
We don't have time for things Ben likes, but I like Italian Paul.
I like Italian Paul, too.
We'll throw that one out there for everybody. Annie and Elston will be coming up next. Yeah, we will be back Tuesday morning at 6 a.m. We'll see if anything happens this weekend with the San Diego Padres in the wake of the general manager's meetings. We'll certainly have plenty of football and other stuff to talk about when we rejoin you Tuesday morning at 6 a.m. But
you guys have a great weekend.
That's it. You
enjoy
too, Woodsy.
It.
For Paul Reindl, for Stephen Woods, I'm Ben Higgins. Please have a safe and happy Veterans Day weekend, and we'll talk to you on Tuesday here on San Diego's number one sports station, 97.3 The Fan. So long, everybody.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
I'm Jed Lipinski. In Gone South Season 4, we'll be bringing you new stories every week with no end in sight. Listen to and follow Gone South, an Odyssey original podcast, on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.